heart itself. And as opposed to the other kinds of actions that you take that don't favor that, which are driven by the desire to protect and reinforce the separateness. I'm doing this for me. Which, again, is always rooted in fear. But when you reach beyond that and you take an action that is coming from a different place, well, you said it yourself. Something else opens up. You said it yourself, something else opens up. And there's a way even to experience fear itself as with peace and joy. That's the big question. But the main thing about that is to release our resistance to feeling fear, or our resistance to feeling anger or whatever. That is, again, comes back to fear. We're afraid of feeling fear. We're afraid of feeling anger. We're afraid of feeling grief. We try not to feel that. But good luck. So, if you find a way to release that resistance to experiencing what is there anyway to experience. Well, all of those emotions take on a whole different quality. Not as something to be overcome, not as something to be run away from, not as something which means that we're bad in some way or something like that, but just as natural and beneficial flow or movement. And the world is made of all those movements. Fear can be very enjoyable. In fact, there's a huge industry to produce, yes, scary movies, scary books, roller coasters, bungee jumping. I mean, it's a multi-billion dollar industry. Why do people do those things? They like it. And there's a way in which when you open yourself to that, even in the face of the fear, there's a way in which you experience something very still in you. And sort of talking about why is it that people will actually pay lots of money to get scared. I'm going to say it this way. Let me try and put words in your mouth.
Okay.
You feel alive.
Yeah.
Because all that resistance to what life is moving through you eventually creates a kind of a deadness.
Yeah.
And so people crave to feel alive.
Paralysis.
Yes. People crave to feel that aliveness. They're tired of, they may not admit it to themselves, but they're tired of living a dead life.
Right.
And so they expose themselves to this and they feel more alive. And there's a little paradox in that aliveness, because at the same time, there's this feeling of movement and flow and, you know, all the things that you think of about being alive. But there's also peacefulness to it.